Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Well, sports is more than just stats. The best writers hook you in. And you can learn how to do that. Ben Hockman, sports columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, will be leading a discussion later this month at the St. Louis Jewish Community Center. Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Always fun being on KMOX. How are you today?
I am doing well, and I love to talk to another writer and storyteller. You know, for you, how do you keep doing this year after year?
Look, I always say that I came out of the womb holding the pen and a notepad ready to tell a story. For me, my two favorite things, well, I mean, I like my family, obviously, but besides my family, my two favorite things are sports and writing, and there's a job called sports writer. It's pretty cool that I got to have that, and now I'm going to share some of my tricks and some of my strategies with the people that join the seminar.
I've told Tom Ackerman years ago that one of the things that I love as a casual sports listener, there's some sports that I'm really into and others that I don't know that much about. I love when a story or an announcer teaches me something about the game. How do you balance giving enough, for example, technical information for people who really are in depth with enough general information for someone who might just be a casual sports fan?
I think about that all the time, whether I'm at the press box at Busch Stadium or a soccer game at Energizer Park. I think about both the smartest fan who could possibly actually work for the front office, and I think about just the casual fan that stumbled upon my column, and I want them to continue to be entertained by each paragraph. So it's all about a balance, but really it comes down to storytelling. And the other part of it, and I'll teach the students this that day on June 17th, is when I was an intern at the Sporting News here in St. Louis, they had a huge banner in the newsroom, and it said simply, "Tell me something I don't know." I loved it, and it's true, right? You want to read something that you don't know that's new information, new emotions stirring inside you.
Now, as long as you've been doing this, I can't imagine how many athletes, coaches, and others that you have interviewed. Do you ever get tired of maybe reporting on the same sport or the same athlete?
No, and that's the beauty of it. And I think about Carmelo Anthony, for instance, the now Hall of Fame basketball player I covered in Denver. You know, they had 82 games a season. I'm talking to him 82 times, and it's Tuesday night in Utah. Here we go again. You got to come up with something. But that's the challenge for the sports writer. Anybody can just stand there with a tape recorder. I guess we don't use tape recorders anymore, but we did in my day. Stand there with some sort of device and interview the player, but it's up to the journalist, it's up to the storyteller to ask questions and think outside the box and find ways to make that Tuesday in Utah a unique night, not just one of 82.
Now, sometimes sports writing can be a little campy. How do you keep it from being trite or over the top?
It's never campy. What are you talking about?
It is sometimes. You know.
Of course it can be. And that's the challenge, right? A lot of people do this, whether it's whether you're writing an important email at work or writing an article for a newspaper, a magazine, a website, is the first thing you write, you're like, hey, that's pretty good. Let's go with that. But I always pause and make sure, all right, and ask myself, is this campy? I use cheesy, if I may. Is this cheesy? What is this? Gorgonzola, provolone, what do we got here? Or is this good? And a lot of times it is worth being in the dairy department at Schnucks. So it's like, all right, how do I make this better? And I challenge myself. And there's times where I'll be sitting there at Busch Stadium and I'll have, they call the first sentence a lead. I'll have 15 leads on my screen. And sure, I could have put the first 14 in the Post-Dispatch and many people have been like, hey, not bad, Hockman. But I challenge myself to make sure that 15th one, you know, is the absolute best way I can do it. And hopefully my worst piece is still good, if you will.
Athletics are emotional. So how do you add that emotion to your writing?
Well, a lot of it comes down to using the right detail, the correct detail. It's so easy to just sit there and just describe someone's face or someone's this or that. But I challenge writers all the time, and I challenge myself every day, to look for the right detail that captures the moment uniquely. And it's not easy to do. Sometimes you have to get that detail by asking people around that athlete or asking people around that coach to find out what that is that truly drives them and truly makes a moment special.
Ben, is there something you've always wanted to report on that you haven't had a chance to yet?
Oh, my gosh, that's a great question. I've never been to the Masters. I've been to everything else, you know, World Series, Super Bowl, NBA Finals, obviously Stanley Cup in 2019. But I've never been to the Masters. I'd love to be there, if only for the azaleas.
Did I see that you've written a play, too?
Yes. Through the St. Louis Shakespeare Festival, I wrote a play about soccer in St. Louis in 2023. It was fun.
What's that like compared to writing a column, for example?
Well, first of all, it's like, I guess, 87 times longer than a column. So it was quite challenging, but I loved the idea of taking some Shakespearean writing and mixing it with the storyline of soccer in St. Louis. It was this unique assignment, and I worked really hard with the director Adam Flores, who's become a good friend, and he's a great writer too. I'm not saying I'm a great writer; he is a great writer. And it was just such a fun challenge to make sure you don't want to lose the reader. Follow me on this. Cocomelon, the kids show, they do a thing where they're testing it out, and they have kids in their office watch the show, and they have something boring on a second screen nearby. And if they ever see the kids turning their heads towards the boring thing, they're like, oh, this part of Cocomelon must be boring. So that's the thing, is I want to make sure that there's no boring parts of a column and definitely no boring parts of a play. People are sitting there and watching.
Sports Storytelling with Ben Hockman. It's June 17th. Where can people get more information, Ben?
Showpass.com. Go to showpass.com and check it out. That's Jay. I can't wait. I'm excited. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm excited to share some of my tricks of the trade with St. Louis sports fans.
Well, it's always exciting for me to talk to another writer, so I appreciate you taking time with us this morning.
Yeah, fun chatting with you. Have a great day.
You too. That is Ben Hockman, sports columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.